This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I know it's a gorgeous Saturday morning here in New England. But Dennis and I are here live, two couple of pasty white computer geeks here inside the studio, here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We also are on WTIC's Facebook page. If you are still using Facebook for whatever reason and you'd like to see us live, go ahead and check out WTIC's Facebook page, and you will see us here in studio doing what we are doing. So check that out. And yes, we have been away for a couple of weeks there, and I was in the lovely state of Florida, and happy to be back. Great time of year to be back. Down there, it's the wet heat.
Right.
But we're back and here to help you out this morning. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we'll do our best. So lots of news that happened over the past couple weeks, and this one is fairly recent. Washington Post had a story. The FBI, now we've given the FBI a lot of credit for when they were helping us out, all companies out, with the attacks on the Exchange issues that Microsoft left wide open for a decade on all flavors of Exchange. Because what does Microsoft do when they rewrite software? They just retread the same old crap and put a new date on it.
Just keep tacking on to the old code.
Yeah, so every time we are providing a new server generation to a client, Server 2019, Exchange 2016, Exchange 2013. You think it's a nice new system, right, Dennis? It's not.
Well, no.
No.
Why would they do that?
It's just retreaded same old crap.
Right.
So in this case, they did a great job helping us out and trying to help all sorts of thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses that were hit with this vulnerability in Exchange. In this case, they didn't help us out. Now, if you're an MSP, a managed service provider, is what they're called, they charge you for a lot of money for a tool called Kaseya. And Kaseya was hit with a ransomware attack directly. It's basically they got right into the software and delivered ransomware to Kaseya customers. So if you happen to be a company that was using an MSP that used Kaseya, you were impacted.
You were nailed.
Yeah, you got all ransomed. Your whole system got encrypted. And the FBI held, they could have let you have the keys. They held the digital keys that could have unlocked all those. Yeah. So I don't understand, I mean, why they did this. They were trying to do some sort of sting about the, try to nail the Russian-based criminal gang Reval. Basically, in June, those guys attacked a meat processing company called JBS. And at that time, I guess the folks at the FBI got in and got the encryption keys and had them. The same bad guys went ahead and did this Kaseya attack using the same encryption.
They used the same keys?
Correct, which according to Kaseya, it's a Miami IT firm, 54 of its clients were directly influenced. However, 54 clients, it actually ended up being 800 to 1,500 businesses of those 54 companies were impacted.
I get it.
And if the FBI gave the decryption keys to Kaseya, those folks could have been taken care of rather fast.
Yeah.
They didn't. They hung on to them for 3 weeks. So those poor companies were dealing with this ransomware attack because of their MSP being impacted, and the FBI let them, you know, hung them out to dry for a sting. Look, guys.
And did the sting even work?
No.
Of course not.
It's thanks to cryptocurrency. I mean, it's funny, the Chinese are smart enough about cryptocurrency, but
yes,
thanks to cryptocurrency, this crap continues. And, you know, if you really wanted to stop ransomware from occurring, make cryptocurrency illegal like the Chinese have figured out.
That's right. The Chinese just took a wrecking ball to the Bitcoin market globally.
Right.
They made any kind of cryptocurrency transactions within their country illegal.
Right.
You cannot get their currency out of Bitcoin.
It's about time.
Can't be done.
Right.
And a lot of the operators are where, Eric?
In China. Half of them are actually doing the processing in China. Those rigs are all there, cranking up so much electricity and so much pollution. And even China's upset about that, which they should be.
Well, yeah, at least they're doing something.
Right. Well, we know why they're doing something. A communist country wants to control their population.
True.
So we understand why they're doing it.
They don't want alternate money running around in their country.
Right.
But at least they have a good idea.
Yes. Yeah, they get
and they're
no more
going through with it.
Yeah.
Now all of the cryptocurrency exchanges within China either have to run offshore or they just close up.
Right. And are you going to go after, if you're a crypto miner in China, are you going to continue or are you going to find yourself disappeared?
I figure those guys have to be shutting down.
If you want to use your fake money, go ahead, right? But here in America, we got to regulate this thing. I mean, as a libertarian, I understand why you like the idea of cryptocurrency, and we've had discussions with folks who've called in and talk about it, but it is a mess. The fact that we let this technology exist and we have to pay ransom to folks in Russia, I mean, it's ridiculous because they ransom our companies, thanks to Microsoft.
Right.
it's just nuts. So we either need to regulate the heck out of this stuff or make it illegal like China has. You know?
Yeah.
If you want to, let's just do it in airline miles, right? Something other than cryptocurrency. So what else did you have, Dennis, you want to talk about?
Well, remember the print nightmare that
we heard
about back in June?
Another retread issue with Microsoft.
It is continuing. It is still a nightmare.
Right. Across all flavors of Microsoft.
Yes. It mostly affects Windows Server-centered environments, but it can affect any Windows machine, depending on how it's set up and how you're printing.
And any flavor of Windows Server, my point would be.
What Microsoft did is, instead of patching the actual exploit,
right,
what they did is they placed barriers on the print service itself, making it harder for your computers to do what they need to do in order to print.
Right.
Latest thing is, you now cannot install a printer without having admin rights on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you know, a lot of people out there are on corporate networks running as what? Standard users.
Right. Non-admin.
So they're trying to add printers, can't do it.
Right.
In some cases, the printing service on their workstations isn't even working right because of this barrier.
Right.
And Microsoft simply will not patch the exploit. They are covering it up.
It's amazing.
And it's creating havoc. And it's repeated. And I feel terrible for our customers that are calling up because they can't print.
We've all been trying to go paperless for years, Dennis. We're going to do it thanks to Microsoft.
I got a call on this and I said, you know, quite frankly, Microsoft's original answer to this problem when it first became known was don't print.
Yeah. That was their answer.
And they're sticking with that.
Right.
It's just incredible how resistant they are to actually fixing the problem.
Right. Multi-trillion dollar company that's figured out how to rent Word to you, can't figure out how to fix the printing issue they have.
Oh, they're real good at renting Word to you and then making it activate on the computer over and over again.
Right.
But print?
Forget
it. No, don't print.
I have another story about Microsoft Azure. So the Azure cloud is something that a lot of businesses are using. And there's, in this case, this is another vulnerability thanks to Microsoft. So if you spun up a Linux VM in the Azure cloud, you're all happy. You're running a Linux configuration. You're running your Linux server and everything's happy and no problems going on there. Well, it turns out there's a big vulnerability in the Microsoft tool that they load on your Linux server unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to you. So your Linux is not actually Linux.
It's Linux
with a little something shimmed in.
Got a little Microsoft tool in there called OMIGD or something like that. I'll find the link for it. And it turns out it's a Microsoft. There's a big, huge Microsoft vulnerability that gives the bad guys root access to your Linux server.
Root access.
And Microsoft, being that you'd think that this is a cloud solution that they've rented to you for extra money here. Hey, put it in our cloud. We'll take care of everything. Guess who has to patch it?
Oh, let me guess. The sysadmins.
Microsoft's not fixing it. So you got to do it yourself. Thanks, Microsoft.
So they go and wreck everybody's virtual machines on their own data centers.
On their own Azure
and
cloud.
And then all those people have to go in and fix them.
Right. Root access.
Root access.
Yeah. So again, the idea of the cloud is supposed to be promising you IT folks out there who love the cloud so much, no maintenance, right? You're going to sit in front of your CIO and say, hey, let's spin it up here. Microsoft's going to take care of it.
Right. They take all the maintenance off our hands. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Think again.
Oh.
Think again. So, it's just crazy out there. And we're just living it. We're living the dream. We don't sleep much as IT people, thanks to Microsoft. Again, when this thing happened with the Exchange servers, in my career, I would never have guessed every flavor of Exchange Microsoft ever put out was simply a retread. I mean, we all knew Windows is always a retread of the basic kernel, the operating system. But you'd think with the Exchange level, the server level stuff, they would have done something new.
Especially because it fundamentally doesn't work the way it did when Exchange was originally released.
Right, except for the big wide open vulnerability.
Ugh.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Steve and Vernon and Rachel and Weathersfield, hang on. Two lines open for you guys. Get online. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. You have a smart speaker, and you're not using it to listen to WTIC News Talk 1080. What a waste of technology.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have two lines open for you this morning. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're going to get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Steve and Vernon first. Hey, Steve, you there?
Yes, I am.
Morning, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, I did the August update on Windows 10 earlier this month.
All right.
And after that, when I started restarted itself, the photo that initially comes up was good. But when I went to sign on, there was no block to put my code to sign in.
You're not getting a login anymore after you did the update?
I'm not getting the login screen.
Whoa.
So your computer no longer works for you.
That's right. And then when I tried to, I did a hard restart. Now I've got a blank screen with that blue rotating.
The little spinner?
Delay button. It responds to the mouse, but that's it.
Yeah, that'll teach you to do any Windows updates, won't it?
That's right.
No sure.
More updates for me.
One thing that I might suggest, while you're on that screen with blue with nothing in it,
yeah.
Have you tried hitting Control-Delete?
That's the wrong button.
Oh, welcome to our world.
Well, there's two computers here. Yeah.
It's not responding to that. Can you get in a safe mode? Can you force it in a safe mode? Sometimes forcing it in a safe mode and then forcing it out.
I can give it a shot, but how would I do that?
You can just button smash the F8 as it comes up.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't come up. That's the problem.
Well, as it comes up. So basically you shut the machine down. And then
hard restart?
You can do a hard restart because you can't get to anything right now.
Matter of fact,
hang on. Dennis has got an idea.
What I was going to say is I think maybe you want it to do a repair. I'll tell you how to do that. What you do is you let it power up, and then you press and hold the power button until it goes off. Then you power it up, press and hold the power button until it goes off, and you do that either one or two more times, so either three times total or four. I forgot the count.
There's a Microsoft hamster in the
and
counting.
It eventually
I saw that response, and I did that, and that's what brought me to where I am now.
Oh, you did the automatic repair?
No, I never got to that.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't do that.
You've got to do it. You've got to do it either three or four times right in a row.
I did it three times in a row. I saw what the comment you were referring to.
Okay. And that didn't work, huh?
Well, that brought me to where I am now,
which is nowhere.
Right.
All right. Well, can we get him in a safe mode, Dennis? Wouldn't that be trying to force him in a safe mode?
Let's see how to get there. Hang on.
I would think as you power up, I think it's F8 that you force it in a safe mode.
Yes.
So come up from a cold boot and, you know, the old button smash, keyboard smash there of the F8 key.
Okay.
And try to get the screen to come up and get it into safe mode. That's a way to fix this issue, according to a 2019 document I'm reading.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this has been happening for years to people just like you. You're not alone, Steve. You're not alone.
No.
And then if you get into safe mode, it just might correct the issue.
Yeah. It's possible.
You can also try to roll back if you're able to.
Yeah, because in order to get to safe mode, it's going to give you a troubleshooting screen. And one of the options, I think, is to roll back also.
Yeah.
Right there at that. So you can either ask for safe mode or roll back.
How old is this computer, Steve?
Less than a year.
Less than a year old.
Oh, that
hurts. It should definitely handle the update. It should.
Absolutely.
Something went poorly on the update. So we're running out of time here. Go ahead and get into safe mode, then get back out of safe mode and see if you come up. You want to stay on hold?
Sure.
All right. We'll keep you on hold.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have Steve do his thing. Let me put him on hold. It's been a little while. Feel free to get online yourself, guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Also, you can follow us on Facebook over at WTIC's Facebook page if you're still on Facebook these days. Actually, I have heard of Facebook referred to as the modern-day AOL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't disagree. So we're out there on that. Feel free to take a look there. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And, of course, if you go ahead and go to our Facebook page and like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, all this will get into your news feed as long as Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you're not in Australia. We'll be right back.
Want to have a little fun? Follow us on Instagram at WTIC1080.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. All four lines are all jammed up. We do appreciate that on a Saturday morning. And Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your phone calls. We were working with Steve this morning to start, and we're back, Steve. How's the reboot going?
Well, the reboot worked, and now I have the choice of continuing to roll Windows 10, turn off, use a device, and the fourth one, troubleshoot. I assume that's the one.
Troubleshoot, yes.
Yes, sir. Look at that. We're making progress.
Woo!
Yes, we are.
So you're going to go ahead and troubleshoot.
Reset or advanced?
Go to advanced.
Setup repair? Startup settings, command prompt, uninstall updates.
I would go with the startup repair. If you can get that option on your screen and do it, that's what I would do.
Let's see what happens. It's got my name in there.
All right. So we're making progress here, Steve.
Woo.
Okay.
We're gonna put you on hold as things move forward here.
Okay.
And we'll get back to you. All right.
Yes, very good.
All right. So Steve is cooking with gas. Although
we're diagnosing in real time.
I dropped him. Joey, he'll call back. Make sure you grab Steve again. Sorry, Steve. I'm a little rusty. let's go to Rachel in Weathersfield. Hey, Rachel, what's up?
Hi, I have a Wi-Fi question I hope you guys can help me with.
Me too.
We have GoNetSpeed.
Nice.
And I have two teenagers who stream, and we're all, you know, on and off our phones,
yeah,
needing, you know, wanting the Wi-Fi. We've got TVs, video mm-hmm. games. And at least once a day, sometimes more than once a day, somebody will turn on their device, and it'll boot everybody off the internet. So then we'll have to unplug the router and plug it back in.
What kind of router do you have, Rachel?
Nighthawk.
How old is it?
Probably 2 or 3 years.
It's still kind of young. It does sound like it's the router's issue. It's not GoNetStream's problem. It's your router.
Oh, okay.
If one device authenticating to it then bumps other people, that sounds like a hardware problem in the router.
Yeah.
Because that's affecting the actual radio transmissions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stopping its transmissions to those other devices and just transmitting to one.
Right.
Okay.
Have you been in the Nighthawk at all? Have you updated it lately?
No.
So
that would definitely be worth doing. If there happens to be any kind of a known bug in the router itself, and if Netgear has fixed that,
yep,
then the firmware may correct that. Sure.
So go and log into your Nighthawk, update the firmware. While you're in there, configure OpenDNS. Have you done that?
No.
All right. You're going to do that too. That way you have a more secure, more safe internet, and you can also add filtering to your internet so you can actually decide to block certain types of things on your network that you wouldn't be proud of.
Okay.
So you can.
I'm so sorry. Can you please say the first thing again? I have a pen now, so I'm going to go.
Sure.
I'm going to
You're going to go into your router. You're going to log into your router.
Okay.
Follow the instructions. I assume you changed the password to the admin when you first got the router, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And if you didn't, you're going to do that too. Log in, update the firmware if there's a way to update the firmware. If there is not a way to update the firmware, I would tell you that it's probably a router issue. You should replace the router.
Yeah.
But if there's an update available, update it.
Okay.
While you're also in there, go to our website and look for the configuration information as to how to configure OpenDNS on your router.
Okay.
And that way you're going to have a much safer internet so that your folks aren't searching and doing things on the internet they shouldn't be doing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
If we try to do all this and it doesn't work and we do need a new router,
yeah,
do you have one you recommend?
I like the Linksys. That's what I've been doing. We've posted some options in the past on past shows, some Linksys versions you can take a look at. And Nighthawk's not bad either. And you just could have a failing router. That happens.
Oh,
it does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rachel. Good luck.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's move on again to Maria. Maria, what's going on, Maria?
Hi, good morning, Eric.
Maria. I know Maria's voice.
Yes, right. I have to thank you.
Okay.
For Tabs. I must say, I had been experiencing for a year with you had on your show one day talking about hacking into your internet.
Mm.
They hacked into my internet, and they hacked into my television.
I remember
that.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I couldn't solve it. Let me tell you, someone suggested, I know you're an analytical company, Tabs is, but John Allen is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's your vice president.
Is he?
Yes. He's not in Connecticut, though. He's in another state. And he happened to, I called, and he happened to return my call.
Mm.
And what he suggested was, I changed internet companies.
Yeah.
He told me to get an expert.
Mm.
So I did. With this internet company here in Connecticut.
Nice.
This expert got on the phone with me for an hour and a half.
For free, I hope.
He changed everything, Eric.
Was it free?
It was all free.
Very nice. This, by the way, so we don't have a person named John Allen at Tab, nor do we have somebody outside of the state, so you might have called the wrong number. But I'm glad your problem...
His first name is John.
We don't have anybody named John at Tab. That's okay. Your problem was solved.
I probably made a mistake and got the wrong name, and I apologize.
No, it's okay.
But whatever they did is after being harassed for almost a year...
Yeah, you're fixed?
Yes, he changed everything. He changed my network name. He changed my password. He changed my soundbar.
Wow.
He changed everything.
Wow.
And they cannot hack into my TV anymore.
And they did it all for free.
All for free.
Wow, you called the right number somehow, but it wasn't us.
No, it wasn't us.
But we're glad you resolved.
I think I've got the wrong name. I probably have because it happened about a month ago, and I'm sorry if I...
No, it's okay. Being hacked is a very traumatic experience, and you know,
sure.
You've been through it, I guess, and now you're in better shape, and we're glad you called. Either way, even if we weren't of any service to you.
Right. Yes, it isn't that I have an internet problem. Not anymore.
Nice.
Not anymore.
Awesome, Maria.
So Dennis, welcome to... the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and Eric is a wonderful guy, and I listen every week.
Well, we appreciate it, Maria. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
All right. That's Maria in Rocky Hill. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more your calls. Steve, call back. Sorry I dropped you. Four lines wide open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Get online. We'll be right back.
The Tom Shattuck Show, weekdays 10 till 2 on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are live, and the stream stopped streaming. I don't know why. I'll work on that during the next break. And let's get right to your calls, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We got Don and Avon next. What's happening, Don? Hey, good morning.
Yes, I got a question. You keep mentioning about the cloud and the cloud being, you know, not it's hackable.
Who says that?
If I build my own cloud at home, like I got
Don.
Western Digital.
Hang on, before you go, what did you say, that the cloud is not hackable?
No, it is hackable.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
About that is I just signed up for a cloud service.
Yeah.
And then you guys came along and said, well, you know, it takes a long time to do anything with it, and it's not secure.
Right.
So I got a WD MyCloud drive.
Yep.
4 terabyte.
Mm-hmm.
Is that secured on my network?
That's a loaded question.
It's a relative term. It depends on what it is that you are doing with it and how you've set it up.
And also, recently, MyCloud's devices, the ones prior to that one, were all deleted. There was a issue with them being impacted by a hacker who basically sent out a code to all these devices and deleted them all.
Right, and
I heard that last week, and I said,
that's an older model,
right?
And I don't think those models would be called MyCloud.
They're
not.
I
don't think they would have had that label on them.
Right, but the issue is, you know, if they stop supporting them, meaning they stop patching them and updating them. Western Digital's take was, it's not our fault. We didn't, you know, we stopped supporting them. So it's like your refrigerator stops working because GE stopped supporting it because, you know, there's no software for the update on, you know, making your ice cubes. And all your food gets destroyed and GE's like, we stopped supporting it. Come on. So if your case, you can configure a MyCloud if you want, but as far as being secure, it really comes down to relativity.
Yeah, it depends on how you've set it up. Now, if you're using Western Digital's own login service to connect to it when you're outside of your own home network, that's relatively secure as far as Western Digital is able to keep it secure.
Right.
All right. Now, there are other ways to go with these where you can actually configure your own firewall to allow direct access from outside to your NAS drive, which is what your Western Digital drive is. But I do not recommend going that route. I mean, that's the way people used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a drive like that.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's gone now. Right. I don't use it that way.
Because firewalls have their own problems.
Right. Firewalls have their own problems. Plus, if somebody figures out which port is being translated through the firewall, then they've got direct access to one device on your network, and that can give them a footprint in your own network.
Right.
But it's secure if you're just setting it up the way Western Digital will prompt you in their wizard then it will be secure in as far as Western Digital is able to keep it secure, because you're using an account on their systems in order to reach into your drive when you're outside.
Right.
No, it's hooked up to my router. You got to use a Cat 5, 6 cable or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the only way you could get outside. Yeah, all right. So there's nothing I could do about I shouldn't be concerned or should be concerned? Or because I am a small person, you know, in this big world of things, you know.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Well, did you set up outside access on this, or have you never gotten to that point where you were asked?
No, I can access it from my phone.
Okay.
I take my pictures from my phone.
All right, and you're using an app on your phone to do that?
I'm using an app on my phone to do that.
All right, then you're using their service, and that should be relatively secure, again.
Yeah. We'll put it in air quotes.
To the limit that they can keep it secure for you.
Right. And it's only secure until it's not, and that's the problem these days.
Yeah,
is that, you know, you got programmers that will work hard to make things easily accessed first, rather than go with the reverse and make it hard to access. It's always done with the more wide open approach versus the lockdown approach.
Now, one thing that's nice about
if your bank worked that way, you'd have no money in your bank, by the way.
Oh, one thing that's nice about that is that they build in TLS security. So that once you're connected, your phone, anything your phone is sending to the drive and then back, is encrypted along the way.
Right, yeah, that's nice.
So, I mean, that helps.
Yeah. Is it secure until it is? Until it's not, Don. So you should always be concerned, and that's why we have no hair and have no sleep.
No, like in this situation here, like when Western Digital, you know, like if I hear something in the news that it's been compromised, removing it from my network. Is that positive or network? I mean, what do you do when you hear that news?
Back, if you're talking about that particular problem that we were mentioning, or right. Eric mentioned, that was Western Digital's advice to people, is disconnect the drive.
Yeah, quick, disconnect it before the bad guy deletes all your data.
But then, of course, you can't get to it anyway. Yeah. But
Or it could be, permanent.
That's sort of like Microsoft's solution to print nightmare.
No
print. Turn off the print spooler and don't print.
Right. Or so. Apple's solution when their Apple device, when their phone didn't work so well, they would say you're holding
it. Don't hold it that way.
I got two Western Digital drives. One's it's considered a NAS drive and it's older.
Right.
And the newer one is the MyCloud Home.
Right.
Is that also a NAS drive?
Yes.
NAS?
Yeah, it's just a different label for it.
Now, I only have one of these. Is that a secure way of doing backups?
Only until it's not. So the problem with having access to only one recovery point, that NAS, is that if that NAS fails or is encrypted because you bring in malware that encrypts it, then you have no way to get your data back other than paying the ransom. So having multiple shots at your data is always the approach that we would recommend anybody do, whether it's a business or your home. I mean, I've talked to so many companies. I was talking to a Keegan air conditioning company where his backup is literally on his thumb drive hanging from his Ford keys on his truck. I don't understand. I mean, that's not a good backup, right? So that's one shot at your data. So
I also have a USB drive that I back up to, but that's connected to the computer too. So these things are always connected.
Right. Disconnect them when you're done. Go ahead.
Yes, especially that USB drive on the computer. What I would do is once it's backed up for the day, pull it out.
It's called air gapping.
Right.
I can't do that with my MyCloud.
No.
No, that would be full-time 24/7.
Oh, is that really that insecure?
Well, it's all relative. It's only until a vulnerability is found.
It all depends on a lot of factors.
You know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we would have had more confidence as IT people, but we know how the sausage is made, man. You don't want to eat the sausage. You really don't. And you just can't trust anything anymore.
So I'm stuck. You got to do it.
You should back it up. You got to do it. And if you really want to share the data, what you're doing is the best way that we can think of doing it, the most secure way. But it only is until it's not.
Right.
Until you hear someone on the news tell you the Western Digital MyCloud has been hacked and all your credentials are out there and people are accessing your data. Right. Until you hear that news story, which I don't know, maybe that's in 3 months, maybe that's in 2 years, maybe it doesn't happen. We don't know.
Yeah, it might never happen. Or it could happen tomorrow.
Right. Make sure you use a good password, Don.
I did a disk image to and things like that.
Yeah.
Do I keep that, or does that make a redundance or not?
Any kind of redundant backup is a good idea.
Extra backups are always good.
What kind of password did you use, Don, in the MyCloud service?
I'm not going to tell you.
Ah.
Oh, rats.
All right. Good start. All right.
He learned.
All right, Don. Good luck, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. So, yeah, I mean, I wish we could tell you definitively your stuff is safe, but we really can't. It's really bad out there. So feel free to get online. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So one more hour. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and I'll get the stream working again. I don't know what happened. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.